Buying or selling real estate can be stressful. After all, it's not any old house we're talking about. It's your home. When it's time to buy or sell, turn to Colleen Benson and the Colleen Benson Homes team with Keller Williams. Get answers to your real estate questions and put your search in capable hands. It's time for Keeping It Real Estate with Colleen Benson.
It's time for another edition of Keeping It Real Estate. Walter Storholt here with you alongside Colleen Benson. She's the reason you're here, the team leader and principal broker of Colleen Benson Homes Team with Keller Williams, serving you throughout the Willamette Valley in the greater Salem area, Portland, Bend, the Oregon coast, and everywhere in between. You can find us online by going to ColleenBensonHomes.com. That's ColleenBensonHomes.com. This is the show for you if you're thinking about buying or selling real estate here in the near future, or if you just want to learn more about that subject. Throughout our area, Colleen gives us the expertise, the latest news and information, and some tips for you along the way. It's a great show, and we've got a great hour packed full of good stuff coming up over the next little while. Colleen, thanks for taking the time out to join us this week. How have you been?
Thank you, Walter. I have been great. We have had such a busy week preparing for February here and very excited for the week ahead.
I can't believe month number one in 2019 is already in the books, but as we say all the time, the year just flies by and we're already one down, 11 to go until we hit 2020, but we won't move that quickly. We've got first to review where we were in January of 2019 and also a look ahead at what February has to bring. I know you've got some numbers and information to share with us to start off today's show. Also, we're going to have some fun on today's program. In addition to listening a variety of questions from listeners, we're going to talk about HGTV. And the fun shows that we like to watch on television when it comes to home improvements and buying and selling and all sorts of real estate related things. We're going to find out what really is there that we should know from watching real estate TV kind of shows. Are there positive things we can learn from HGTV? And also, what are some of the unrealistic expectations that we might be exposed to? We'll kind of peel back the curtain on that conversation today, plus much, much more. Don't miss the listing of the week, by the way, a great home for sale in the Silverton area, and we're going to give you all the details on that coming up as well. But first, Colleen, let's take a look at the numbers and see what's happened in January and what that might tell us about what to expect in February in our What's Up segment.
Yeah, what's up? So what's up today? We have inventory. February is here, and that is great news. So when I report the stats on the What's Up segment, I am talking about the greater Salem area and the Willamette Valley. I pull these stats from the WV, Willamette Valley MLS. So in January, we took 950 new listings approximately for the month of January. Now, in the last week, the last part of January and the first part of February, we've taken over 300 new listings. That is huge, 30% up from the whole month of January.
People are waking up from their winter hibernation, right?
They are. And so as a team, we have 9 new listings hitting the market this week. That's a big week for our team. So I know that other agents in the area are preparing their clients to go on market here soon. The photographers in town are very busy with photos, virtual tours, drone videos. We're getting these properties marketed and ready to get on the MLS. So what does that mean for potential sellers out there? Right now, we are still sitting at about 3.5 months of inventory. It will be interesting to see how this trend changes through the month as more homes come on the market, if the buyers keep up with the inventory or if the inventory starts exceeding the buyers out there. What does it mean for potential buyers out there? Good news, you got a lot of homes to look at. A lot of great new homes hitting the market. So grab your realtor or give us a call and let's go get you pre-approved and go look at some of these great homes.
That's awesome. Very cool to hear some of those moving parts and people, I think, waking up from there, from the holiday slumber, perhaps. If you want to reach out to Colleen, the number is easy, 503 area code 830-9467. That's 503-830-9467. Let her know that you'd like to go see some new homes or potentially, if you're looking to sell your home in the near future, set up that complimentary listing appointment and go over all the details of how you can get the most out of your home when you go to sell it. 503-830-9467 and always online at ColleenBensonHomes.com. If you're a social media user, don't forget to check us out on Facebook and Instagram at Colleen Benson Homes Team is the handle. That's at Colleen Benson Homes Team. All right, Colleen, we've got some great questions from listeners this week that we want to cover. We'll try to get to a couple here at the beginning of the show and then a couple more questions a little bit later on in the program. Today's first question comes to us from Millie in Central Salem. Millie says, I've noticed that a lot of the information about my home on sites like Trulia and Zillow, etc., are completely wrong. Incorrect square footage, lot size, number of bedrooms, you get the idea. Is this something you can help fix if we work with you when we go to sell our home this year? It seems like it would be important to have that stuff right.
Yes, Millie, we can help you with that. So as I say about Zillow and the various sites out there, they're not always 100% accurate. Okay, so don't use them as an end-all to your information. However, they are very popular for people looking at homes. So we do have a good relationship with Zillow. We've got a customer service rep there. He helps us with all of our listings and our marketing that we do online through the Trulia Zillow platform. And when your listing goes live on the market, they will definitely make sure all the information is accurate, and I stay on it to make sure everything is right for you on your listing.
Yeah, that's just something that probably what, Colleen, just sort of got out of whack over the years, or maybe a homeowner updated it, something.
Yeah, if there was a remodel in the past or something was entered incorrectly at the county, you know, I don't know exactly where all those sites get their information from, but we see so many inaccuracies. So when you're on Zillow and those various sites, folks, just keep in mind, you might not be getting the most accurate information. The Zestimates might not be accurate to the square footage of the home. They're not local, and you don't know if that house is actually under contract, pending, or sold even. Sometimes that information is very delayed.
Yeah, absolutely. Good ideas there. And Millie, great question, because, yeah, don't take that information is gospel. I think, you know, grain of salt is probably the buzzword to remember there when you're looking at those different sites. So make sure you're getting accurate information, and you could certainly do that when you're working with the proper real estate agent. And Colleen and her team really pride themselves on making sure the details are correct. And it's just got to cover the details. That's what makes a big difference, right, Colleen, when it comes to selling a home, is if you cover all those details, you can't go wrong.
All the little details. We have to have the information correct across the board.
We should mention, as we have on previous programs, there's a cool tool that Colleen and her team have put together. If you're thinking about, like maybe Millie here, it sounds like, selling your home in the near future, and you want to know kind of a great place to start, well, find out the potential value of your home by texting the word listing to 55222. Again, this is something Colleen and the team have put together for you here throughout the Willamette Valley and the greater Salem area and everywhere around us here. Text the word listing to 55222, and that tool will keep you updated on the value of your home as it changes over time. So if you're thinking about selling, you can kind of get, a sneak peek of what your home might sell for in today's market.
Yeah, you know, let's check out what the potential of the price is going to be on your house. I'm so excited about this tool. I've been working with our tech team to get this going. So check it out. Let me know what you think. But it's providing some really great ideas of what the price of your home would be. And also the nice thing about it is then it'll update you. You can check it every month, every week, and kind of follow the trends to the value of your home.
It also uses local data. Don't forget that. So it's a more accurate representation than, as we just talked about, right, Zillow and some of these other sites that might not have the right information about your home going into that equation in the first place.
Oh, the local data is very important.
Absolutely. So again, if you want to get that information and find out the potential sales value of your home, you can text the word listing to 55222 and go that direction. All right, there is more coming up on today's show. In fact, before we take a break, why don't we squeeze in a question here from Joe. Joe is sending us this question from Monmouth, and Joe says, I'm looking to buy a new house this year. I have the ability to pay cash for the home, but would prefer not to tie up all of that money into the home if I don't have to. Does it make me a stronger buyer to have an all-cash offer versus doing something like paying 50% of the home's cost instead?
Well, thanks for asking this question, Joe. So my answer is yes. Cash always talks in an offer. You're definitely a stronger buyer with a cash offer versus any sort of financing. Now, having said that, we have to compare apples to apples. So if all other parts of the offer are the same, then a cash is a stronger offer. For you personally, though, I'm going to encourage you to talk to your financial advisor and or talk to a lender. I can refer you to a really great lender. Have a couple conversations with these two because it might make more sense for you to do a loan and keep some of your cash towards something else versus putting it into a house. So you got to look at the whole package of your financial situation, where you're at with your investments and whatnot, and how you want to spend your money, because there are some different parameters we can look at and still get you into a really great house without a full cash offer.
Great question, Joe. We appreciate that one. And if you've got mortgage questions and those kinds of things as well, that's something that Colleen and her team can help put you in touch with a mortgage professional, make that connection, help kind of walk you through some of those discussions as well. But if you're a cash buyer, potentially in this situation with Joe, then you know, you're ready to go. You don't necessarily even need that part of the equation. That's an envious position to be in, isn't it, Colleen?
Yeah, right. Wish we all had cash to buy houses with all the time.
Absolutely. If you want to talk to Colleen about maybe a mortgage situation that you're in and want to get that connection, or if you want to talk about buying or selling homes, I'll remind you the number, 503-830-9467. 503-830-9467. Stay right there. More coming up on today's edition of Keeping It Real Estate. We're going to talk about HGTV. What can we learn from all of those home improvement and flipping and real estate programs? You might be surprised. Much more coming up on today's show. Stay tuned.
Reviews are important when it comes to choosing any kind of service here in the area. Real estate is no different. So here's another snippet of an online review of Colleen Benson and the Colleen Benson Homes team.
From a seller in West Salem, Colleen provided superior service from marketing our home to selling it. The process was simple and quick, using online signing of documents to text messaging communications. Our home was shown for one day and sold 2 days later.
That's another five-star review for Colleen Benson Homes. Are you buying or selling a home in the area? Have a conversation with Colleen Benson right now. Call 503-830-9467. That's 503-830-9467. Who knows? You might be the next one to leave a five-star review. Call now to speak with Colleen. Call 503-830-9467. That's 503-830-9467. Let's shine a light on some of the area's best neighborhoods right here on the Neighborhood Spotlight.
Moving along on Keeping It Real Estate today, Walter Storholt here with Colleen Benson, the team leader and principal broker of Colleen Benson Homes Team, serving you throughout the Willamette Valley, the greater Salem area, Portland, Bend, the Oregon coast, and everywhere in between. You can find us online at ColleenBensonHomes.com as well. And it's time for the Neighborhood Spotlight, where we feature, a nook and cranny of the area and tell you a little bit about a particular neighborhood, the things to like about the area, some things that maybe you didn't know about, and just try and give you an overview of a new spot that maybe you haven't driven down those roads before. Colleen, where are you taking us this week?
Today we are going to Silverton, Oregon. For the people that know this town, they know how eclectic and how great the culture is here. Such a fun place to visit and also a fabulous place to live. It's 15 minutes from Salem, 45 minutes from Portland. And the community just has this passion for the arts that you can feel when you're there shopping. It's got eclectic galleries, fine eateries, shops. It's got some amazing state parks and the botanical gardens. So rich in history and outdoor recreation, very eclectic, a little more expensive of an area to live than the general Salem area. And it provides a lot of different cultural events through the year. They host several festivals, one of them being the Poetry Festival. They have a Silverton Wine and Jazz Festival in May and the Strawberry Festival in June, Homer Davenport Days, and the Art Festival in August. They've got this fabulous theater, state-of-the-art theater for plays. And so it just draws a really great crowd of people and is a fun place to visit, like I said. The people that live there, they don't sell too often. So when you see a home for sale in the Silverton area, usually people pounce on it pretty fast. The Silverton Market Report, we have an average price of 115 homes currently on the market at $452,000. So if you remember the Salem, average price in Salem is at about $316,000. Definitely a significant jump to average price in the Silverton neighborhoods. We've got a couple of multi-million dollar homes, over a million, averaging 1.416 million. And then we've got some great new construction going on in Silverton, and those are averaging closer to 500,000, about 470. So lots of great homes in the area, not as much inventory as the greater Salem area, and the prices are a little bit pricier there in Silverton. Not a lot of turnover there. The schools are really great, and the community is just fun.
Very cool. Well, that is a couple of details for you about Silverton, Oregon. If you haven't checked out the town, definitely stop by. I'm there for the Strawberry Festival. I'm putting it on the calendar right now. You said in June, right? I'm coming.
Yeah, in June.
Coming that way, because I'll eat a strawberry anywhere, anytime. So I would love to check
that festival out. Oh, and Oregon strawberries are just the best.
Oh, yeah. Well, very cool. If you want more information about Silverton, you can certainly reach out to Colleen at any point in time by calling 503-830-9467. She can give you some details on homes that might come for sale in the area there. Or if you're looking to sell in that area and want to get the most for your dollar, Colleen can help you with that as well. 503-830-9467. Online at ColleenBensonHomes.com, or find us on social media at Colleen Benson Homes Team on Facebook and Instagram. Much more coming up on today's show. This is Keeping It Real Estate. Colleen Benson leading the charge on the program today. More around the corner.
According to a Reader's Digest survey, the average man spends around 4 months of his life shaving. The average woman spends about a year and a half doing her hair. And another study revealed the average person spends around 26 years sound asleep in their bed. Any way you look at it, you spend a lot of time at home. And it's important to own a house where you feel, well, at home. If you're looking to buy or sell your home, work with a realtor who understands your unique situation. Schedule your buying or selling consultation with Colleen Benson and her team at Colleen Benson Homes. Call 503-830-9467. That's 503-830-9467. Find a place you'll be proud to call home. Call 503-830-9467. That's 503-830-9467. It's time to cut out the funny business. There'll be no bamboozling here. On our show, we're keeping it real estate.
Time to feature another great home for sale here in the area. Walter Storholt alongside Colleen Benson, and this is Keeping It Real Estate, in case you're just joining us. Colleen's going to tell us a little bit about this home that's for sale, and then we'll give you the opportunity to text in to see more information and pictures of this home. Colleen, where are you taking us this week?
Yeah, so we're going to Silverton today. As we talk about Silverton in our neighborhood spotlight, we thought we'd showcase one of our listings getting ready to go live this week in Silverton. And as we're talking about fixers and flippers and investor opportunities, I thought this would be fun for you guys today. So this property is located at 5232 Madrona Heights Drive, Northeast Silverton, 97381. It is currently in the multiple listing as a pre-listing, preview only, and it will go live later in the week here. The asking price will be $276,500. And, you know, as we're talking in the neighborhood spotlight about the average price range in Silverton, you can see this is a great investor alert, investor opportunity, a chance for some sweat equity for somebody buying it to fix it up and live in. So this home is in a desired location of more expensive homes. It's approximately 1,500 square feet, and it's on over a half acre, 0.59 acres. It's country living and wildlife close to the city. It's in a private natural setting, has a large deck, overlooks the territorial property. The cozy living room features big, large windows to enjoy the great views. The two bedrooms are upstairs. And then there's a garage that had some conversion done to two extra rooms that's not included in the square footage. It's got a four-year-old well pump. Septic was cleaned 1 year ago, and a four-year-old metal roof, and it's close to Silver Falls. This home needs some TLC. definitely could use some cosmetic upgrades and could be a potential flipper for somebody looking to create a home that they can make a return on their investment on.
It's a really pretty area, though. I mean, you can't beat. It's all about location, 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 right?
Absolutely, with this house, yes.
So you can put that little bit of sweat and equity in there and maybe certainly turn this home right around. Beautiful location there, again, in Silverton at the address of 5232 Madrona Heights Drive. If you want to get more information about this home, view pictures, and get all the details, text the word, or the letters, I should say, CBHT. So that's short for Colleen Benson Homes Team, CBHT. Just text those letters to 55222, and we'll text you back information. Just text the letter CBHT to 55222 to check out this week's listing of the week. And the other thing here, Colleen, is that you guys are expecting multiple offers on this home when it goes live, right?
I would expect that we do get multiple offers on this one, Walter. It's priced low. It's a low price point for this area, and at $1.83 per square foot, we're going to get a lot of traffic. So if you would like to preview this home, give us a call. Maybe we can get you in before it goes on market. Should be going live the end of this week or the end of next week. We'd love to get you in before that.
So it's going to go live very soon. You want a sneak peek? Colleen can help hook you up. Again, this home in Silverton, 503-830-9467. If you don't want to wait and you want to go ahead and schedule a time to view this home, 503-830-9467 is again that number. Much more coming up on today's show. Stay tuned. This is Keeping It Real Estate with Colleen Benson.
Reviews are important when it comes to choosing any kind of service here in the area. Real estate is no different. So here's another snippet of an online review of Colleen Benson and the Colleen Benson Homes team.
From a buyer and seller in Four Corners, Salem. Wow, I buy and sell real estate once or twice each year. Colleen and her team were an over-the-top experience.
That's another five-star review for Colleen Benson Homes. Are you buying or selling a home in the area? Have a conversation with Colleen Benson right now. Call 503-830-9467. That's 503-830-9467. Who knows? You might be the next one to leave a five-star review. Call now to speak with Colleen. Call 503-830-9467. That's 503-830-9467. These days, it's easier than ever to get connected. To hear more from Colleen, reach out to us on Facebook and Instagram. Just search at Colleen Benson Homes Team. That's the at symbol and then Colleen Benson Homes Team. We look forward to hearing from you.
Well, we really appreciate you taking the time out to join us on Keeping It Real Estate today. I'm Walter Storholt alongside Colleen Benson. She's the team leader and principal broker of Colleen Benson Homes Team with Keller Williams, the number one Keller Williams team in the Salem office. And Colleen, by the way, has been an agent for more than 20 years. She brings a lot of that experience to the program each and every week, helping us learn more about the real estate landscape around us, how it might impact us going forward. I invite you also to go to Zillow.com and you can look up Colleen Benson on Zillow, and you can see that she's got more than 50 five-star reviews there on the website. Read about other people's experiences working with Colleen. See where she's made the difference in their transaction, in their pursuit for the home of their dreams. It's pretty cool to go through and read all of those different reviews. Again, go to Zillow.com and look up Colleen Benson, and you'll be able to see all of those things listed there. Colleen, you know, real estate television, it's immensely popular these days. It used to be in our family the Weather Channel. That was the background channel. You know, you just always had the Weather Channel going in the background. At some point, that transitioned to HGTV. And so now that's the channel that just, you know, when you want to have mindlessly something in the background, or we found ourselves DVRing like just so many episodes of House Hunters and rehab shows. And we were just like, man, we're consuming a lot of real estate and flipping stuff these days. I don't know. Did you ever fall into that habit? Or I don't know, being an agent,
you probably are in that habit. My whole family is, and I love it because I can get them going and interested too. And then I call out the stuff I see and they're like, what? I don't understand. Like that's not real. That can't be real. But yeah, we all get into them.
That's like, you know, I'm from the news world, the journalism world originally. And so whenever I see stuff happening in the news now, I'm like, oh, no, no, no. They don't have the right perspective on this. You just, you have that peek behind the curtain kind of thing. But it's fun. You know, you watch House Hunters and you put yourself in the shoes of the buyers and you talk about with your significant other, your family of, you know, oh, what would you do? Which one would you pick? Which one do you think they'll pick? You know, they make it a lot of fun. And then you've got, you know, what, Love It or List It, and you wonder, what would I do in that situation? Or maybe it's the, you know, the any of the flipping shows where you're like, I wouldn't have done that. Or how did they come up with that idea to totally transform this place? So it can be really fun to watch all those things. But sometimes I think the shows highlight scenarios, and this is probably what you're picking apart there on the couch, you know, something that's too good to be true, or maybe doesn't really affect the realty reality of the situation. So I want to talk about some of the things we can learn from these shows, but also some of the things that we can watch out for. And definitely, I think we could throw The Wish List into this conversation. You know, some shows make it seem like finding the perfect house at the right budget is always right around the corner, while others seem to do a good job of showing how hard it can actually be to check things off your list. Does television accurately portray this part of the process in your mind?
Not so much. I think that the hardest part is to go find these homes and then to finance them and then to get them sold when you're talking about flips. But the television shows, do they accurately portray the part of the process where we can see how to transform a house? In that respect, yes. I mean, we've got opportunities where, you know, for example, the Chip and Joanna Gaines homes, they pick all these great homes and then they turn them into these magnificent, beautiful mansion-like houses. And you can really see the transformation and it's really fun to watch as they do it.
Yeah, it's just the idea though, sometimes you got to watch where these programs are taking place and the real estate landscape in, you know, Waco might be a lot different than, you know, in the Willamette Valley or over in wine country.
My gosh. Yes. So I have a quick story. Keller Williams is based out of Austin, Texas. So we go there every year for an annual convention. So I kept my team an extra day. And as a treat to them, we rented an Escalade and drove to Waco. We got to see Magnolia Farms and we got to have lunch and shopping. It was just so much fun. But I really wanted to take some time and drive the neighborhoods. I wanted to see, like, how do they have so many homes that need renovating in one town, right? They're all going to be Joanna and Chip renovations. So we start driving through the neighborhoods, and I couldn't believe it. They are, every single house needs renovation.
Oh my gosh. So every single one's a candidate for the show, right?
Every single house, at least in the neighborhoods we were in, maybe we missed some upper end neighborhoods, but you know, when you watch the show, you see the house and the grounds. I don't think they ever really flip you a view of the street and the neighbors, because we'd see once in a while, we'd see one completely beautiful renovated house and we thought there's one, but most all the other homes around those were in definite need of their services.
That's pretty funny. So they picked a good place to launch that empire, huh?
Yeah. That's... Yes, they picked the perfect place to do that. So, you know, I believe if you don't mind living in Waco, you can actually really find a really great deal and renovate it and live in it and be very happy with a low mortgage payment.
That's why they've had some success there, certainly, and have expanded that out to many, many other facets as well. I'm curious, though, and back to reality, I guess, since that's sort of the unrealistic side of things. If you are talking about the Willamette Valley and the greater Salem area and the other points that we touch here on this radio program, I mean, do you just develop that list of wants versus needs versus, you know, okay, I know this is a long shot, but if we could find this, this would be great. I know it was kind of tough when we bought our last home. We had, you know, a lot of those different competing priorities. And so putting that wish list ends up being a big part of the process.
Sure, it sure does. And part of it depends on your financing. Obviously, if you're FHA or a VA loan, we have to make sure that certain features of the home, the systems and the siding and the roof and the gutters and several other things are all functioning well so that the loan can qualify. So it takes a good eye. Great buyer's agent can tell you if you're looking at a house, you say, what do you think about this one? They say this one is not most likely going to qualify for financing unless we get these things done. Now, on top of that, yeah, there's a lot of great ways we can look at a house and give you some ideas of what you could do. Take out a wall here, change out the siding here, change out the flooring here, and really won't be a lot of costs involved and will really add some value to the home.
So since we're talking a little bit about, you know, that aspect of renovations, you know, it's one thing to say this is the wish list and then to go out and execute those renovations. But so what some of these shows do, they show a little conflict when there's the renovation process. That's what obviously makes it interesting television. You know, they almost always will knock down a wall and find some mold or an electrical issues. Hiccups are aplenty. But in the end, it seems like all these home renovations shows end with the seller making a big profit on their project and everybody's happy. Is that reality a little bit more dangerous in that not every renovation is going to be a successful story?
Yeah, so many times these television shows, they portray fix and flipping as like a very profitable business that can easily be done in your spare time, right? Well, that just simply isn't true. I mean, yes, you can make money in the fix and flips. However, it takes a lot of time and skill and it just doesn't come real fast. And then on the shows, the drama with the contractors and the mold problems, yeah, there's always those kind of things that come up, but I think it's over-dramatized for the effect of reality television, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, fixing and flipping homes, I get a lot of people that come to me and they say they want to get into this. And yeah, I have got a couple clients that do about 4 to 5 a year, and I have a lot of fun working with them because they'll say, hey, Colleen, what do you think the potential value is going to be when I do this? What do you think I should do for countertops? And I get to add a little bit of my opinion to the project, which is fun for me, but it takes a lot of hard work and takes a lot of money to be ready for any sort of problems that can arise through the process. If you don't account for all the costs and overestimates of the value of your flip, then you could go upside down.
Yeah, that's a good point too, Colleen. If you're just joining us, we're talking about HGTV and just in general watching these real estate television shows, what we can learn from them, where we learn good lessons, and where also we need to be aware that we might not be viewing reality. The wish list and the renovation aspect of it, certainly two big portions of that equation. Something else to talk about too here, Colleen, is the home search. I was always partial to watching House Hunters. I don't know why. I just liked the simplicity of the three homes. Pick your favorite, and I liked trying to play along to see which one they would guess. But that's not really an accurate, and I know this from experience now, it's not an accurate representation of the home search, is it?
Oh, if we all had clients that just looked at three homes and then went to lunch and told you which one they wanted to buy, wouldn't that be nice?
That'd be fun for the buyer too. Like imagine the stakes, like the three homes you pick to go look at, you better nail them out of the park because hey, you got to choose out of those three, you know?
See, they're on to something. Yeah, well, I don't know for sure on the behind the scenes of that show. I've heard that it's pretty staged. I think that obviously it has to be because it shows their old house and then their new house and it shows them all moved in. So obviously they've purchased the house prior to the show. And it's just not real realistic for a buyer to look at three homes and be ready. I'd like to say all buyers stay within about 7 to 10 homes and then pick one. You know, when they start looking at 20 homes, you can't remember what you saw. But yeah, I think they also pretend to deliberate and choose the house that they kind of already owned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're right. But there actually, I think, is something to that. I would think that the average would be a lot higher than what you just said, sort of that 7 to 10-ish range. That actually sounds like, to me, a reasonable number, though. That doesn't sound like an exorbitant number. And I think back on our two home purchases, I think the very first one, we started looking at townhomes and then switched to single-family homes. So we may have racked up a few extra because we kind of did that switch, but I think it was still probably in that 10 range. And then our second home, I think we only went to 4. So we were just outside the range of House Hunters. Now, you know, the internet's obviously changed that.
Yeah, you narrowed in what you were looking for, probably did some drive-bys so that, you know, you could cross it off your list for whatever reason. But yeah, it's fun to think about how many homes these people really did see before they narrowed it down to the three for the show.
You're right about drive-bys. I'm probably the king of drive-bys. I probably looked at like 1,000 drive-by homes, but only went inside probably 4 of them when we bought the most recent home. So
good, you're doing your own homework.
Oh yeah, you get to tour the area really well that way when you start going and looking at all sorts of homes that way. But you know what? I mean, I'm getting off on a tangent here. I can't tell you how important that was for us. I went to some areas where we were pretty smitten just from looking at the homes. And we started to drive down there and just said, well, what would it be like to live here? Let's just go down there on a Sunday afternoon and grab lunch and then drive to a couple of homes and pretend like we live there and just see what it would feel like. And we did that, and we ended up ruling those areas out because we were like, you know what? I just don't feel it. And it just, we totally changed our mind. In a previous area that we were like, nah, we'll never live there, we ended up deciding to move to that location because it was just like, hey.
Oh, that's great. So did your realtor encourage you to do that, or did you guys just do that on your own?
No, I just, you know, I learned so much from you hosting this show, and, you know, so we just implemented that good common sense, that and good parents who have, you know, good ideas on stuff like that.
Oh, good. Yeah, I always tell our clients, hey, drive by on it if you have time. Like if we're in a rush to get an offer in and we have to get it in by the end of the day, it's one thing, and then there'll be a chance to catch up. But if you have time, Sunday is a really great day to drive through the neighborhoods of the homes you're thinking of. Usually everybody's home. More people are home, more people are out. Check out a local restaurant or bakery or coffee shop or something in the area and just kind of feel it out. Feel out the street. How many cars are parked street side versus in the driveways? And how does that feel to you? How does that matter to you? Sunday's a great day for that because you catch people there.
That's the afternoon where we usually went down and checked things out. Absolutely. If you've got questions about buying or selling, by the way, want to give the opportunity to get to know Colleen and her team a little bit better. They service you not only in the Willamette Valley, but if you're just joining us, they're also certainly in the greater Salem area, up to Portland as well, over to Bend and the Oregon coast as well. That's where Colleen has a great story for us this week along the Oregon coast of somebody who recently sold a home there. And anywhere in between, you can get in touch with the team online by going to ColleenBensonHomes.com. That's ColleenBensonHomes.com, or by calling 503-830-9467. That's 503-830-9467. Well, consumers certainly have their favorite shows to watch, you know, us non-real estate agents, Colleen. But what about you as an agent? Do you have a favorite real estate TV show?
I have a guilty pleasure. It's Million Dollar Real Estate Agent Los Angeles. I love watching those guys sell those $18 million, $25 million Beverly Hills properties. And I love seeing the same things come up that comes up in the price range here in the area that I sell in. It's the same thing. People, they're dealing with sellers that think their house is worth more than it is. They're dealing with buyers that aren't happy with the things that they're finding in the home inspection. So it's just, we're talking about reality TV and HGTV and all these great shows out there that kind of are, they create a drama around them to get viewers to watch. And this is definitely one of those. But I feel like it's got the realistic approach to it, too.
I was going to say, that's too much drama for me. It seems like the higher the price goes, the more manufactured drama they're able to create, you know.
Yeah, well, I like the fashion aspect of it, too.
Oh, there so. You go. Yeah,
the glitz. They drive the fancy cars and have the fancy purses.
the glitz and the glamour. I don't. You said it was a guilty pleasure, so that's all right.
Yes.
We all have a few of those. To wrap up, if we do have these favorite shows, we're watching HTV, give us a few things that we should learn or take away when we watch these real estate shows. Let's end on the positive here.
Okay. Well, I would say that the biggest thing that you need to remember is it's not all as glitz and glam, obviously, as it is on TV. If you want to get into flipping homes, do your homework. We have a great book called Flip. Gary Keller co-wrote it. I've got several copies in my office. I'd be happy to loan you one. Let's have a conversation about your down, what you're willing to invest, what you're willing to lose, and realistically, what your price range is out there for a flip. Because honestly, the hardest thing about a fix and flip or just a fix is finding them. They're just fewer and far between than it might look on TV.
That's pretty cool. If you want to get more information, again, you can reach out to Colleen and the team, 503-830-9467. That's 503-830-9467. Or shoot her a message online. The website is ColleenBensonHomes.com. You'll see the way to contact Colleen through the site. ColleenBensonHomes.com, your place to go. We all have our favorite HGTV real estate shows, and it was fun talking about that on today's program. Much more coming up. This is Keeping It Real Estate with Colleen Benson, and we've got lots more to get to on today's show, including more of your questions coming up in just a little while. We still have Angel and Marlo standing by. Questions for them coming up on today's program. Stay tuned.
It's getting to know you time here on Keeping It Real Estate.
Time to get to know Colleen Benson, your local realtor here in the area, just a little bit better. I ask her kind of off-the-wall questions each week to learn her personality a little bit more. And Colleen, this is kind of a fun one this week. I guess you could view it as negative, but I'm sure you'll just have a fun take on this. Where is a place? We often talk about like, oh, where's the best vacation? Or, you know, where would you live if you couldn't live in your current location? You know, those kinds of things. No, we're going to go the other direction this time. Where's a place that you visited that you then vowed to never return?
Oh, man, that's... I love to travel and I love to go with the flow on things. So, I did go on a trip for one of my best friend's 40th birthday, and a bunch of us girls got together and we went to St. Thomas in the U.S. Virgin Islands. Oh. And when we were there, we were trying to accommodate a bunch of different people on the trip and different budgets. We all got the same place at this resort, and it's probably not a resort that I would ever go back to. I'll just put it that way. The trip was beautiful. We had a great time, but we all came home with bed bugs. My husband quarantined me to the spare bedroom for about 4 days. I had to go get cream and put it all over my body at the doctor's. And so, yeah, sometimes those places, you never know what you're going to get from there. St. Thomas, beautiful, but I would not go back to this resort.
Ooh, yeah, that's tough. Yeah, I think a lot of people, you know, probably wouldn't say, oh, I'll never go back to this, you know, state or location. It's more of probably, bad business experience or something like that. So, yeah, rough resort, that's no good.
My husband's never been to the Virgin Islands, and so coming back with the bad case of bed bugs, I don't think I'll ever get him there.
Yeah, you have been through it and willing to go back maybe, just not to that resort. He's like, nah, the whole place is written off for me.
Yes, exactly.
Too funny. Well, there you go. Getting to know Colleen Benson a little bit better, a place that she's visited where she'll never quite return, that particular resort there in St. Thomas. All right, much more coming up on today's show. This is Keeping It Real Estate with Colleen Benson.
In the age of Trulia, Zillow, and hundreds of other realty websites, it's hard to know where to begin when buying or selling. Cut through the online clutter. Keep listening to Keeping It Real Estate.
It's time for another success story here on Keeping It Real Estate with Colleen Benson of Colleen Benson Homes Team. And this is a great part of the show where we get to just hear about a recent closing, maybe a buyer, maybe a seller that worked with Colleen and the team and reached a successful conclusion during their home search or sale. And Colleen, anybody come to mind this week that you want to share with us?
Here this last week, we closed on a property in Lincoln City on Logan Road. And if anyone's familiar with Logan Road in Lincoln City, it's also known as Road's End for the neighborhood. And it's a street lined with some big vacation homes, all either with oceanfront property or ocean views. So this home, we represented the buyer and the seller, which was really fun. The seller is a friend of Jennifer Price's, who is our transaction manager on our team. And she had it listed with local boutique, Lincoln City boutique agent. She had it listed with two of them. And the story's familiar because we oftentimes get these expired listings and are able to sell them when they hadn't been able to be sold before. And this is another example. It was on the market for 2 years before we got it. And we let her know, we specialize in the coastal region as well as the Salem Valley area. So she gave us the opportunity to market and sell the house. We had so much fun marketing it. It's known as the Castle House, and most of you may know it because it's a very popular large vacation home there with ocean view living in the beautiful Rhodes End neighborhood. So we did some really fun drone videos where we had the drone photographer come in along the coastline, take in the whole house and then the views of the house, and really show the proximity of the coastal range and the ocean. We did get somebody calling in on it. It nets a very good return rate, almost $100,000 a year net return on the rental income for this property, and it was listed at $640,000. So this buyer, he has been going there for years with his family. It's a great house to have big family reunions or church retreats. It had 4 master bedrooms, 6 bathrooms, 5.5 baths, just a monster of a house. So he was interested in it. He's been going there every year for his family for the past several years. And I told Jennifer to follow up with him, and she continued follow up. week after week. And after about 2 months, he said, yep, he's got his financing in order. He's ready to make an offer. We had a fabulous transaction. And, you know, anytime we have to run over to Lincoln City, which is at about an hour from our office over the coastal range, such a beautiful drive. And you just can't help but smile when you pull into Lincoln City. And it seems like it's always sunny there. And the ocean views, and I just love it. So it's never trouble for us, any of one on our team, to have to run over there and meet a contractor or pick up a sign. And so our seller and our buyer were both very happy. They wrote us great reviews, and the buyer already pretty much has this property booked out for the 2019 calendar year.
Wow. Now that's amazing. So they're going to see kind of some immediate return there on the investment. That's just so many different moving parts, but you're able to bring it all together, Colleen. And it's interesting to see how sometimes one approach isn't working, and then you guys come in, and then it just all starts to fall into place afterwards. So it's kind of neat how you're able to set that up.
Yeah, definitely credit to Jennifer on that one. She worked very hard on that deal and made it happen. And then her friend has some other investment homes getting ready for us to help her market and sell too. So great solution and finish.
Very cool. As you can tell, the team at Colleen Benson Homes team works not only in the greater Salem area, but beyond that as well, up to Portland, on over to the coast, over to Bend, and everywhere in between as well. You want to tap into the great knowledge that the experts have at Colleen Benson Homes team, you can get in touch a few different ways. If you're looking to work with a real estate team who gets it, pick up the phone and call 503-830-9467, online at ColleenBensonHomes.com, or again, call Colleen at 503-830-9467 and have a chat today about buying or selling your home here in the area. Great to hear that success story, and we're going to hear about much more happening in the real estate world coming up next. This is Keeping It Real Estate with Colleen Benson.
For all the information you need to find your dream home, visit ColleenBensonHomes.com. That's ColleenBensonHomes.com.
Thanks for listening to Keeping It Real Estate. Walter Storholt here alongside Colleen Benson. It's time to stage this house, where we focus on that very important part of the real estate equation. And I've got a question from a listener this week, Colleen, to talk about on Stage This House. It's from Landon in Candelaria. Landon says, my home has beautiful hardwood floors, but they're older and a little scuffed up. Is it worth the money to refinish them before showing my home?
Landon, my answer is yes. It is worth the money. First of all, I don't think it'll cost you as much as you think it might. Number two, gosh, beautiful hardwood floors is something most everybody wants to see. And if they are shining and showcased, I think it'll definitely be a return on your investment for sure. And to speak about floors in general, anybody looking at flooring or painting, let's take a real good look at that, because upgrading those is the first thing I will tell you to do when I come over and see your home.
What's the popular thing these days, Colleen, for flooring and for upgrades? If you've got beautiful ones like Landon that just need to be maybe refinished or buffed or something like that, that's one thing. But if somebody's looking to kind of replace to make their home more attractive, is there a particular latest trend to go with?
Yeah, I think everybody's really liking the luxury vinyl right now. We've got the waterproof, and you can get it in multicolors. It's great multi-use. It can go from the bathroom to the kitchen to the living room to the family room and all the way up through the bedrooms even. And for the cost and the look, it really is the best thing right now, I would say.
Oh, yeah. That's what we just did, Colleen. Put in some luxury vinyl plank into our home. The one that we sold and the new one that we bought, we then put in luxury vinyl plank too, because we've got two dogs. We'll one day probably have some kids running around, and there's a pool in the back, so there's going to be a lot of water in and out of that house. And so, we liked that longevity idea of the luxury vinyl plank. So kind of neat to see all the different styles they come up with.
Yeah, and they just look so great.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They can kind of create anything you want, right?
Absolutely. And then you can do hardwoods along with the luxury vinyl plank, and you get a combination that just goes real well together. You can throw in some tile too, some slate. It just goes with everything.
Well, it is something certainly to be thinking about when you're thinking of selling your home in especially the near future, what upgrades you're going to make to the home. Certainly flooring and the walls, areas we want to put a lot of attention to detail. So great question, Landon. Thank you for submitting that one to us. Remember, if you want to submit a question to be featured on the show at any time, you can do that by going to ColleenBensonHomes.com. That's ColleenBensonHomes.com. Stick it right there. This is Keeping It Real Estate with Colleen Benson. There's much more coming up on today's show.
Before buying or selling, do your homework. Class is in session. This is Keeping It Real Estate.
Getting ready to wrap things up today on Keeping It Real Estate with Colleen Benson. She's the team leader and principal broker of Colleen Benson Homes Team, serving you throughout the Willamette Valley, the greater Salem area, Portland Bend, the Oregon coast, and everywhere in between. If you've got questions and you want them featured on the show, go to ColleenBensonHomes.com and contact us through the website. Got a question here, Colleen, that comes to us from Angel. And Angel is writing in from California, actually. Angel says, my husband and I are hoping to move to Salem in the next year. We've just started looking at homes, but aren't really decided on a neighborhood in the area yet. How do you help people who are somewhat unfamiliar with an area find the right spot?
Well, Angel, we have a lot of out-of-state buyers coming into the Salem and Portland area right now, and this is my best advice to you. Book a trip and come see us. Take a weekend. Let me know when you're coming so I can have myself or one of my other buyer's agents on my team. We can block out a whole day for you. Let's drive you around, talk about neighborhoods, get to know you, what you're looking for, what matters to you. We'll go out to lunch and just kind of experience the areas, just like we were talking about on the drive-bys. But we'll give you a drive-by tour. And then you go back home and we can really focus in on what you are looking for and know a little bit more about what to send your way. At that point, when you get serious to your closing in on your timeline for purchasing, we can even help make you offers sight unseen.
That's pretty cool. And with out-of-state buyers, is that a pretty common need because of the landscape and the market, Colleen, that, you know, they come and they look at the area and then they kind of just have to go by the online representation of what they're seeing?
Yeah, they don't want to come. They just want to do it all online. And so we strongly encourage, come for a visit. Let's give you a tour. Let's just talk about neighborhoods and what you're looking for. It's very difficult for a real estate agent to understand what a buyer's wanting just through online shopping. Let's make that time to come get to know us and we can get to know what your real needs are.
Yeah, just a little bit of face-to-face time can go a long way to just kind of getting a little bit more detail on somebody's personality and maybe their wants and needs when they're looking for homes versus just checking a few boxes online. Sometimes that doesn't
exactly tell
the whole story. Cool. Well, great question, Angel. Again, if you want to set up a time to chat, if you're maybe out of the area and you're listening to the show, 503-830-9467 puts you in touch with Colleen, or online, ColleenBensonHomes.com. All right, one more question for the week, Colleen. This one comes to us from Marlo in McMinnville. And Marlo says, I find the whole process of buying and selling a home very stressful. What does your team do to eliminate some of the stress associated with this whole ordeal? Oh, it's not that bad, Marlo, right?
Oh, Marlo, selling a home can put you on an emotional roller coaster. I know this, and we're here to hold your hand while we go through it. So I can mention two things that I think sets us apart from other teams and that'll really help you in the long run. The first one is we need to get very, very clear on your reason for selling, okay? We want to find the motivation and the vision for where you want to be and when you want to get there and what it's going to feel like when you are there. Because when we have this vision for you, then we can help you through the hard, tough times of getting your home sold, and it will matter. We might have to go back and revisit your why and your true goal for selling to get through those tough decisions involved through the process. The other thing that we do is we want to meet with you and really have a clear understanding of expectations up front. So you meet with our team and we're going to go through some questions with you about your communication style. Do you like to be emailed or texts or called or maybe emailed and then we text you and tell you that we emailed you? What's worked best for you? And then how would you feel about honest feedback? Like on a scale of 1 to 10, how honest do you want us to be with you on the feedback? And then expectations of us as your real estate team. Then it's our job to exceed those expectations in all areas. So we want this to be a fun and enjoyable experience for you to look back on. And so we want to promise you a smooth and seamless transaction. So if you are just getting started with thinking about selling, there's a great opportunity for you that we've put together this tool. So all you have to do is take your smartphone and text the word listing to 55222, text the word listing, and you will get a link pop up. When you click on the link, it's going to ask for your home address. Type that in, and you'll get an accurate local market, as accurate as possible, as a starting point as to the value of your home. This is a great way to get started, see what the local market's telling you your home is worth, and then we can go from there on a plan for getting your home on the market and keeping it a stress-free experience for you.
It's a great tool to have if you're thinking about selling here in the near future. All you have to do is text that word listing to 55222, and you'll be able to find out the potential home value and sales price of your home. It's a good starting point. Again, this isn't necessarily the final number, but it's a great place to start working that budget and seeing what kind of purchasing power that might afford you as you look to find your next place. So if you're thinking about selling your home anytime in the near future here, even if it's off for a couple of months, the cool thing, as Colleen mentioned, is this tool will keep you up to date on the value of your home as it changes over time. Just text the word listing to 55222. That's all you have to do. Text the word listing to 55222. If you don't like to text, you can always call and request Colleen come out and give you a personalized face-to-face consultation about selling your home. 503-830-9467 is that number. That's 503-830-9467. Colleen, that's all the time that we have for on this week's show. Thank you so much for taking the time out to join us and lead us through these conversations. And we'll do it again next week.
Hey, thank you. Looking forward to talking with you next week, Walter.
Lots of fun. That's Colleen Benson. Don't forget to check us out online at ColleenBensonHomes.com and on Facebook and Instagram at Colleen Benson Homes Team. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll talk to you next time on Keeping It Real Estate.